Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for May the 9th, 2013. Could I have a roll call, please?
Here.
Gallagher? Johnson?
Here.
Schreiner?
Here.
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to interpret the zoning ordinances and special uses as they apply to city ordinances. Public hearings are held monthly, and each member has had an opportunity to review staff report and view the site in question. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Spranger?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye. The board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Case number 13-08018 at 1235 16th and a half Street, a request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 25 feet to 19 feet to allow construction of a porch, submitted by Roy Shaft. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is accessible by coming south on 18th Street, going to Lincoln, and down on Alcoa to the intersection with 16 and a half Street, and the site is outlined in yellow on the graphic. The request is to place a 5-foot wraparound porch. The structure is actually a 6-foot extension, but because of the angle that the roof will be at, it will only protrude 5 feet into the current 25-foot setback. For a porch structure, a 5-foot width does not appear to be excessive by any means. The graphic before you right now is showing that to be at 16 feet. That's an error. That should be saying 19 feet. It will vary between 16 and 32 feet. At the midpoint, this structure would be at the 25-foot setback. The problem this owner is having is due to the angular offset of the house on this lot, and it's a relatively small lot by today's standards. Staff discourages this type of placement of a house on the lot nowadays on corner lots unless they are considerably oversized to be able to accommodate all of the setback issues. You have two front yard setbacks on corner lots, as well as the side and rear setbacks. So it becomes very problematic to do anything other than perhaps this area right here, given our ordinances. Any type of addition to this house would be in one of the required setbacks. Currently, this house has three window awnings and a metal canopy above the doorway. And the project is trying to make a more unified, aesthetically pleasing look on this, to eliminate the awnings and the canopy and to have a singular porch structure coming across and then wrapping over onto a short side of the house covering this entrance as well. Staff does recognize the difficulty dealing with the placement of the house on the lot. The applicant does feel that that is a hardship, and we, as I said before, do recognize that a 5-foot porch does not appear to be excessive. I have circulated to the board members a letter from a Guy Groman, at 1223 16th Street, who sent an objection letter. However, the wording on the letter seems to indicate that it's more of an objection to staff procedures rather than the request itself, stating that he did not receive a courtesy letter, but I also attached the mailing list to you, and that address did have a courtesy letter sent to it. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Go ahead, sir.
Hi.
State your, go to the podium, please, and state your name and address, please.
Hello, my name is Roy Shaft, and I don't know exactly what you'd like to hear, but we're requesting to have the porch put on. removing the awnings will be aesthetically pleasing. The fact that the awnings are there does help reduce the sun and heat that comes into the house. So this will overall benefit the house.
Being a porch, will this be an enclosed porch?
No, it will not.
Just a platform deck out of wood or out of concrete?
Excuse me. The material for the decking will be determined at a later time. Right now, it's just going to be a porch covering the existing area. All we want to do ultimately underneath is probably just pour additional pad, but we will not do anything at this time.
So you're just saying it will not be enclosed?
No.
And
it
will
not
have screens?
Nope.
And will it have a roof?
Yes.
It will have a roof.
Roof structure with post supports?
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone here wishing to ask the gentleman a question?
I'm curious as to what, having viewed the property, I'm curious as to what material you're planning to use for the roof of the porch.
The roof will be traditional stick built. The actual roofing material will be steel roofing to match the existing roofing that we've
to match the new roofing that's on there now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Anyone else wishing to ask a question? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, what's the board's decision?
I have one more question, if you don't mind. What kind of pitch are you going to have on this porch?
I mean,
the roof of the porch, is it flat? Do you have a plan for?
Yeah. Yes, I do. It is going to be a minimum of 4 or 3-12, but it'll most likely be 4-12, which will not be as steep as the current roof. If you look at the current pitch, that is 6-12. So it will not be at that steep angle, but it's not going to be flat either. Did I explain that well?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Metal posts or wood posts?
Nope, they will be treated lumber.
Okay.
John, anywhere else in the city, is there anything to compare to this request?
Nothing's coming to mind, quite frankly.
Especially when it wraps around both sides, corners of the house.
I don't know that there's anything of existing construction, but I do know that we get this type of design in for new construction projects from time to time with the wraparound porch on them.
On the front or the rear, Bill?
Front and basically wraparound both sides.
Okay. What's your pleasure? Someone want to make a recommendation? To make a motion?
Well, I'll just comment. I don't see any really line of sight problems. I don't, it is a difficult situation, but I don't really see any, I mean, this is a difficult arrangement on this particular site. So I guess I would be in favor of it. So I'll move to approve case number 13018 to reduce the required front yard setback from 25 feet to 19 feet.
Is there a second to the request for motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. Lisa, would you call the roll?
Falk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye.
Wallach?
Aye. Case number 13-018 at 1235 16th and a half Street has been approved. Item B, case number 13-019 at 1866 Bristol Drive. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you. Would you explain it, John?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located on the north side of Bristol, and it is outlined in yellow on the graphic being displayed. The applicant would like to add a new garage structure to the west side of the house If approved, the nearest portion of the side of the garage to the adjacent neighbor's property line would be 3 feet. Both city and county records show that this property originally did have an attached garage. It appears to have been removed and converted into living area, this being where the garage used to be. And going back, this area right here. The proposed garage would be 11 and a half feet wide, which is considered probably the minimum you could have for a single car garage width. The adjacent neighbor would have to still maintain a 5 foot minimum side yard for any structure that they might build in the future. And if this is approved with a 3 foot side yard, that would still maintain the 8 foot minimum separation, fire separation between structures on this. Well, staff understands and appreciates the original desire to expand the livable area on this smaller home, still must acknowledge that most of this issue is associated with a request that involves self-imposed hardship. Did receive a letter from Danielle and Jeanette O'Leary, and they are objecting to this request. I have supplied that letter to all of the board members prior to the beginning of this meeting, and they also point out that they feel that this was a self-imposed situation. Believe that summarizes the request before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
My name is Nancy Rigby. I own 1866 Bristol Drive, and that's where I live, and I'm requesting permission for the variance to add the garage. John's comments, this is a self-imposed hardship. The conversion occurred and was actually converted by the owner who is no longer the owner of the house. So I don't feel I'm responsible for the self-imposure there. What else did he say here? And I can't speak for no record showing the permits on that. I don't have the knowledge of that.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the board?
Well, I just comment that I'm having a hard time finding myself able to support this request, because it does a couple of things. Number one, if we're granting a request to this resident and this applicant, thereby eliminates the neighbor from being able to be granted the same request. So we've established a precedent, but not one that can be followed. You know, not anything we could grant to a neighbor. And in viewing the property, it appears it's already very tight in there because of the extra, the additional work that's been done back there. It just, it looked like it would tighten up the neighborhood and change the character, the appearance of the neighborhood. And it would be, that would be something in the neighborhood that doesn't look common at all. It's not anything that looks like it's been done there in terms of tightening up that space. So I'm having a hard time.
May I respond to that?
Coming over.
Yes, go ahead.
The neighbor, if you look there, already has the garage in place. Their house sits on the other side of their driveway. There's a freestanding garage. I don't believe there would be any request by the neighbor to want to use that space for any other not allow us to maintain that 8 foot, because there's nothing else that they would need there. I don't think it would take away from the look of the home. If you look at the front view there of the garage, the roof line will be just extended straight out from where it's at. It'll add the 11 and a half, 12 feet, whatever it is, across the front there, but it will be just an extension of what you see there already. And it would make a tremendous difference. On a personal note, one of the things that made me think more about that this year, you know, for years I've never missed having a garage, but I broke my leg this winter, and it made me think about, as I age, I think about January when I crawled in the front door on my hands and knees because I couldn't get a walker in there. Well, as we age, we have to think about our health and the future, and I think a garage would be in order for more convenience as I get older.
The shed in the back, that's apparently right on the lot line, is it, John?
This was not drawn by staff. This was submitted by the applicant. So well, let's see if the graphic shows it any better. I'm not even seeing the shed there.
It's there. It's at the back.
Back. Is that it?
Yeah, it's back
it's
there.
It's about the back portion of that new garage.
Okay.
Yeah, back of the pool. Would the, in your opinion, would the garage enhance the value of the property to benefit the neighbors? As far as the appearance, instead of a flat wall looking at it, having a garage door look at it?
I think it would enhance the appearance and the value of the home, because home's not very valuable not having a garage at all.
Any other questions for the applicant?
I don't have any questions.
Mary, do you?
No questions.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, what's the board's decision?
I guess I would kind of end my concerns, say I concur a little bit with the concerns already presented. It doesn't, possibly this particular neighbor might not want to do anything, but it starts a precedent when they're so close like that. One neighbor gets a gets a waiver, well then that restricts another neighbor and
the snowball effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it may not restrict this particular neighbor, but it may occur elsewhere.
And ownership changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, in the size of the garage, 11 and a half feet is very minimal, because your door isn't 11 and a half feet. I mean, your door is a much smaller door than that, so it's...
Unless you put a 7-foot door in it or an 8-foot, it'd still be tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I sympathize with concerns, but I mean, it's obvious that the house was converted, the garage was converted, and, you know, as a part of that, that, you know, when you purchased the home, you already, you know
what's
going
there.
In.
Mm-hmm.
It the site is full, that's for sure, but I do have a little bit of resistance for the reasons already stated.
Would someone make a recommendation?
I will move we deny request number 13-019 to reduce the variance for the side yard.
Is there a second to the request?
I'll motion? Second that.
Been moved and seconded to deny case number 13-019 at 1866 Bristol Drive. Was there a vote, Lisa?
Falk?
To be clear, I'm voting to support the motion. So that would be an aye to support the motion to deny.
I'm glad you clarified that to make sure we have the right thing going.
I wanted to make sure I knew which direction I was going.
Sup, Falk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Reiner?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye. The motion has been denied. Case number 13-020 at 4038 Utica Ridge Road. This is a request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 50 feet to 10 feet to allow an on-premise identification sign submitted by Quad City Construction Services. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located just northwest of the intersection of Tanglefoot Lane and Utica Ridge Road, and the site is outlined in yellow on the graphic being displayed. The current sign, which was at a 10-foot setback, was recently removed, and they are requesting to replace it with a more modernized and slightly larger sign. I estimated the original sign to be between 55 and 60 square feet. This sign would be would be 78 square feet. This sign would combine both a smaller LED programmable portion on the bottom of the sign and then a illuminated portion on top of the sign, and the illuminated portions, the static illuminated portion, is the word dish. The threshold for moving the sign to the required setback is 60 square feet. This is going to be 18 square feet larger than that. Therefore, in this particular case, because this is a C6 district, that would mean that the sign would have to be moved 50 feet behind the front property line and would place the sign somewhere in the parking lot area here. That is, the parking lot begins at the 50-foot setback. Certainly a 78-square-foot sign at a 50-foot setback from the roadway is going to be difficult to see. And as you can see here, there's also several trees to the north and to the south of that, if the sign were at this area right here, that when in full bloom will be partially or perhaps even more than partially restricting the sign at that setback. The original sign was at the 10-foot setback for years and has never generated any complaints to us. Staff has received no objections or communications regarding this request. I guess I would point out, due to the large lot width and the large setback of the building, our sign formula would allow up to 300 square foot sign to be put back at the prescribed 50-foot setback. Because of the adjacent residential area right across the street, staff would feel that the request is a much better alternative than having up to a 300 square foot sign at the 50-foot setback. I believe that outlines the request for you. And one of the reasons for them wanting to do this is all the services are there right now. Partial footings are there that they can use, and they will be adding to those footings. The electrical service is right there, and they just feel that this has been a successful location for that sign, and it is just far enough forward to be in front of the trees that I've outlined. I believe that outlines the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in for this proposal?
Yes, sir. My name is Charles DeBorn, and I represent Signtronics. We actually manufacture the signs in question. I don't think I can say it any better than he did, to be quite honest. I didn't know if you guys wanted to actually see what we were talking about.
Yes, we'd like to, please.
Okay, good. If you don't mind.
Come right up here.
Okay. Just so you guys can see, this actually mimics the brick that's already on the existing building, so they're going to make it more of a, there's a couple different ways to describe it, but they're going to mount it this way. It's not going to be freestanding on a single pole and look gaudy. that's the way it's going to look. The measurements are a little bit off. They said it was going to be about 78 square feet. It's actually just a little under 72. I think they thought the digitals were a little bigger than they were because they never took them out of the crate themselves. The top portion is about 2 foot by six, or the bottom portion is 2 foot by 6 foot, and the top is 4 foot by 6 foot to the very tip of the crown. So it's actually not 4 foot all the way across, just so you guys know. As far as the digital goes, excuse the fact that my tool does not allow me to slow down the programming in accordance with y'all's regulations, so I apologize for that. But that is the extent of what. Obviously, I can't go that boisterous, but my tool doesn't allow me to step that down. So they will abide by all regulations that are already set in place for electronic signs. So that means the time they can change, the way they can move, the way they can move out. All of that's already been discussed long before this was done. Any questions over what I'm showing you at
all? What's the height?
The height of it, this is a bit deceiving, but it's going to be roughly to the very tip top of that is going to be 7.5 to 8 foot to the top. The pillars aren't going to be much taller than what that is. There'll be a little space underneath the digitals in the bottom just because they have to breathe.
Is that 72 feet, square feet, is that including the post or is that just the sign?
That's just the signage itself. I'm sorry. The posts.
Okay.
The posts are going to be like a brick and a half wide. I'm sorry, I don't have that measurement off the top of my head. He's got the drawing there. So I think they may have.
I just was wondering what was included in the measurement.
Okay.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Thank you. Does anyone have a question for the gentleman?
No.
Is this, John, does this sign line up with, I think, a Uticor next door, or is it 5 feet out?
No.
Further.
It's very hard to see on here.
There were
Uticor might be a little farther setback.
There was two red flags in the yard. Is that where the existing or the new sign would be placed between those two red flags?
Are the red flags your locator?
No, I think it was the locator called out by the construction company. So they have to locate. The red usually means power, so that's probably where the power lines are.
Oh, but
they probably made a call to Iowa One Call, and they come out and start marking services.
They didn't indicate that the sign would be between those two markers then? No.
No.
Okay.
Is the normal minimum setback 15 or 10?
If you're 60 square feet or less, the normal setback you can have is half of the required front yard setback or 15 feet, whichever is more. So in this case, I say in my report, most of the signs around town probably are in that 60 square foot sign. Most of your business signs you've seen are right in that area. It's a very common business size sign, mm-hmm. and most of them are at 15-foot setbacks.
Mm-hmm. But we have made exceptions for 10 feet.
We've made exceptions for signage all over town. Yes.
Well, this is a request for 10 feet from the property line versus 15, which is customary.
And because of the size,
because of the size,
exceeds the maximum. It just the 60. That's for a 60 square foot sign. They've just exceeded the maximum square footage for that.
He's 12 square feet over now.
Right.
Okay.
So that makes him have to go all the way back to the 50-foot mark.
And mm-hmm. I understand correctly, his previous sign, I was going to say existing, but there is no existing sign. The previous sign was at 10 foot.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was the same footprint there.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, we're looking at pretty much the same footprint, a little more height, and of course the
width,
the LED,
the digital portion of it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to going back and still having to give a variance to be outside the pavement of his parking lot with possibly a larger sign, because now they're set way back, and it's going to be difficult to see, especially coming from the south.
Good point. Even if they're at the 40-foot setback, they'd have to come ask for a variance for that.
Mm-hmm.
If I may, and one of the big reasons why is we were putting it right back where the other one was.
The other one had definitely had some age to it, the bright shimmer on it, and that type of thing. And it really isn't, the business at the location has changed just a tad. It used to be more of a hub, and there is actually some retail that goes in and out of there at this point. So that is part of the attraction of the digital sign. And also, as I'm sure you guys are aware, obviously, I assume everybody sees TV at some point in time, and just how much all the different things change. And the cost associated with those types of advertising versus a digital sign is monumental if they had to place a change every 2 or 3 weeks rather than using a set of a type of digital media to do that and get to the same type of eye count that we would with the local newspaper.
We've had digital requests in the past few years where the sign is annoyance to the neighbors,
mm-hmm.
because of its flashing, because of its time element on.
Sure.
Would this be a problem for the neighbors, Bill or John?
We've discussed that with them. They 3 years ago?
Yes.
We changed the ordinance,
mm-hmm.
and the ordinance states it may not change copy at a rate any rapider than once every 6 seconds. It cannot do animation. It cannot do video. It cannot do flashing. And we do have a brightness limitation on signs now, so if any of those things become a problem, staff does have the code backing us to make them stop doing those things.
You feel that this is compatible with today's world and neighbors?
What's the zoning across the street?
Yeah. Zoning across the street?
It's residences.
R2, isn't it?
Is there a provision in the code for hours of operation adjacent to a residential neighborhood?
I know off the top of my head, if it's in the residential, like churches and schools that are in the residential areas, it is. I don't know for sure if it's adjacent to the residential area. We've been discussing the sign with them probably for a month now, and they said they understand all our ordinances.
We'd hate to have the neighbors come back at some future meeting and cause a problem with the city, you know, as far as the digital context and the time, the lights, and all that, John.
Now, we have these, though, in other residences.
They don't come back. Staff will stop it. If it's changing copy faster than once every 6 seconds,
okay.
Staff would stop
take
that.
Care of it. Okay.
If it's doing flashing, staff will stop that.
Okay.
If it is in excess of our illumination limits, staff will stop it.
Okay. Bill, did you have a comment?
I'm just, for my own purposes, checking the ordinance.
Okay. Did you have another comment, sir?
I simply wanted to say that the time in which it changes is completely controllable by us. The actual default on the sign is 6.5 seconds. And the reason why is 6.5 seconds, anything faster than that, I can't recall which state it is where the Department of Transportation deems that flashing, but that's the highest. It's usually 3.5 to 4 seconds. So we set our default at 6.5. So in order to override that default, they would have to call me, and I really don't like standing in front of you guys every day, nor appearing. So for me, it makes it easier just to leave that at the default as far as the flashing and the other, the different animations and that type of stuff. As I said earlier, I'm very well aware of the codes in the city of Bettendorf. City's insurance group is also one of ours. As you know, we made them tame that one down as well to make sure they conform to your codes. So there should not at any time be any issue. I'll be the one actually sitting down and training the folks using the sign. And they were made aware of that before we ever entered into this, that they could only do certain things by rule.
Would this be on 24 hours a day, or would it be limited?
It has the option of being turned off at any point in time we choose. That's actually a built-in function into the software, just as the brightness. The brightness is controlled actually via the netbook that it comes with. It's actually programmed via computer. The brightness is turned down when it first initially arrives. There's a burn-in period. Well, you don't turn it above a set, and the customer really has no way to change that without us.
But there's a code in force,
yes.
It's in place in several other locations currently. I think there's one along 18th Street near a residential.
That's a perfect example.
Yes.
This board granted them a variance on 18th Street. Trying to think of the name of the business, and it's...
City's Insurance Group?
City's Insurance.
It's my side. Sorry.
You granted variance.
That didn't help you, I don't think.
I can't control everything, so...
As a condition of granting that variance, you told them it had to go dark after a certain hour and not come back on until 7 o'clock in the morning.
It was 10 o'clock at night, wasn't it?
It was 10 to 7, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're asking for a variance.
Is that in what zoning was that? I mean, the building itself was not...
They're in a commercial.
The building was C3.
But they're adjacent to the multifamily, was adjacent to it, and that's why the board felt that that was a condition that they wanted to put on it if they were going to grant a variance. Mm-hmm.
If I may as well, that sign, as opposed to the digitals we're looking at putting here, that sign is at least 25 times larger than the set of digitals that we're talking about right now. It's actually considered a billboard. By our standards. That sign is City's Insurance Group, correct, the one we're talking about. It is actually much larger than your projection screen. So there's a big difference between the two of them and the amount of light that it would actually put out. So my LED boards are 71.5 inches wide and 22 inches tall. So there's a big difference between the two of them, plus they're much lower. The City's Insurance Group board is I believe it's 8 foot to the bottom of it. So it's a big difference between that and this one, if I may.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes.
Is the programmable portion independent of the top portion? Meaning this could be programmed to go dark at a certain time.
Absolutely.
While that remains on?
Absolutely.
That can be done?
Absolutely. Absolutely it can. I can control brightness, time it runs. I can control every bit of that. You can control every aspect of that digital board.
We could condition on, if it's a problem with the neighbors, that the time element be turned off at 10 and on again at 7. You could, if the condition is
you could,
problem.
You could make it a condition right now, mm-hmm. which you've done in the past,
mm-hmm.
with a variance. I know you've had special uses come back to you after a certain amount of time for an additional review to see if the special use was going to be a problem. I'm not aware of a variance coming back to you after a certain time period, though.
A year.
I would say, too, though, they could reduce the size of that upper sign to get it under 60 square feet, move it 5 feet away, 5 feet further, and not have to come for a variance at all, and still have the same message sign that they are proposing now.
Still need a variance.
They still need a variance because it's half the required setback.
Gotcha.
Or 15 feet, whichever is greater. So they'd have to be at 25 foot.
So they'd have to move it 15 feet back.
Yes.
Right.
So it'd have to be 15 feet further away.
Right. Yeah, I did find that condition. It says all message centers in residentially zoned districts must remain blank from 10 to 7.
That's how I remembered it as well.
Now that's a little bit denser right there, a little closer. Those homes are a little closer, though, aren't they, than what we're talking about here?
I think they're at the 25-foot setback on the east side of Utica Ridge Road.
Did you wish to say anything else, sir?
Not at all.
Okay. Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, the board would like to make a recommendation based on some of the comments that have been made.
I'm apt to be in agreement with the variance, and I'm relatively ambivalent as to whether or not you make a requirement for shut off at night. That's where I am.
Actually, I would, I feel exactly the way she does. I feel that the area is large enough, there's enough room between this application and what, I mean, basically right across the street is a street. So
reason you would need to address it is if it became a problem in the neighborhood, and then that's going to come up.
And that's going to come to staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I.
And I mean, if these things do become a problem, that might be a time where, you know, now that these are becoming more prevalent, it might be a time to even address shut off, you know, in an.
After you grant it, I don't think you can come back and turn it off.
Can we approve the variance with the condition that we based on public outcry, for lack of a better term, that we would, can we withhold the right to discuss a blackout period if there's public outcry, or is
I'd feel more comfortable asking the city attorney her opinion on that.
Pardon? If we can't,
you have the ability to bring back special uses for review. I don't know if you can bring back a variance once it's been approved for review.
Well, I don't remember having done it. That's why I'm asking the question.
No, you're right, John.
Okay. So then the request is to allow the 10-foot setback from the property line. Is that correct? And to the conditions as the city ordinance states, as far as the sign ordinance allows. Is there a motion to?
Can I ask one more question? When we sent out the letter, did it say what type of, that there was an electronic message?
No, it's very generic. Requesting a on-premise identification sign to be at a 10-foot setback.
So I think that the concern was with the message sign, and the folks living across the street don't necessarily know that it's a message sign. They just know that an identification sign is going in.
I believe that's a very accurate way to put it. They would not get a sense of that from our notification.
But I guess I would submit that in my view, the traffic that goes up and down that street at the pace that it goes up and down, it would be far more of a disturbance to those neighbors than a 2-foot by 6-foot message board across the street and aimed not at them, but up and down the street would be.
Yeah.
I would think the traffic would be much more of a nuisance than that.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to have flashing, you're not going to have video or animation on it, and it can't change copy any faster than once every 6 seconds, and if it exceeds the illumination levels, staff can take action.
Okay. Mary, did you have anything to comment on this?
Nope, I'm good with it.
Is there a motion then?
I'll make a motion that we approve case 13-020 for 4038 Utica Ridge Road, that we approve their application as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, there's been a motion to approve with a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Paul?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Springer?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye. Is there any further business to be brought before the commission?
No, there isn't. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Thank you.